Testing, checking. Yes! Let's go!
This is the Family Cast! This is the Family Cast! Food and music is life! Yes! Food and music is life! Yes!
Why, hello there. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. Welcome one, welcome all. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between, amigos y familia. This is me, Chef Josh. You're listening to The Family Cast. Food and music is life. Yes. That is the podcast you are on right now, currently. Before I start the episode, I'm not even going to talk any more because I have to show you this new song from a band called Grayed Out. That's G-R-E-Y-E-D, out. They just put out a new two-song single on Negative Progression Records from the Bay Area. Technically, they are from the East Bay, but they're former, you know, they got former band members from a bunch of other rad bands. But I'm going to play one of their songs. It's called No Dice, and it's the faster one of the two. I don't know. I like both of them, actually. They're really good, but I just wanted to do one. Who knows? Maybe I'll play both on the episode, but I'm just going to start the show with that because it's going to pick up the energy for you, my people, and then we'll start the show, okay? All right. Talk to you soon. Told you. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? I mean, it has energy. I like it a lot. So check them out. They're on Negative Progression Records. It's already out. Came out on July 22nd. I was just waiting to share it with you because I got kind of a schedule, and we're going to be talking about that today on the episode. Just real quick on that song, the singer explained the song is just, it's about moral and ethical laziness. Don't be held hostage by those who are fundamentally insincere. Stand up for what you believe in or move on. Hey, that's good advice right there, right? That's just basic stuff. So just fundamentally move on. All right. Anyways, just now that we're back to the episode, the actual episode, I just like to start it off with music sometimes. But today I'm going to check in with you. We haven't checked in a long time. How are you? How am I? I'm going to give you some updates on my life. My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Because it's been summertime, it's been hot, it's been humid, but it's been fun, and it's been kind of epic in some ways and kind of a bummer in a lot of ways too. But I won't get too personal, but hey, I can, maybe I will, who knows? It's my show, so we will do what I want to, do what I want to. But I won't do that to you. We're going to do it together. And it's going to be a 1-2 conversation, I guess, because although I'm the only one here today, there is no guest. I'm going to caveat that now. There's no guest on this episode. I might play some music because that's what I'd be doing. But just updates, like I said, check in. Just real quick. It's not going to be a long, super long episode. I'll get back to that probably next week. and just checking in. Okay, so with that, let's dig in. Once again, welcome one, welcome all. Hope you enjoyed that little song there. And so we're gonna start the conversation. Hope you're ready. Just kidding. It's not gonna be too crazy. It's just me. It's just me, little old Josh. I'm a chef. I'm an executive chef. I am at Harvest Kitchen up in North County, up in Vista, California, technically. We do boutique catering. We got a food truck. We go all over Southern California to all kinds of events, whether it's a brewery, an anniversary party at a winery, a distillery, all kinds of stuff, weddings, bat mitzvahs, all the way down to the Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista for a film shoot, all the way up to Malibu for a private party for 35 people. Why are we driving so far for these events? But we do it, and we don't just do it on the food truck. But yeah, I'm in charge of all that. I got to schedule people in the kitchen, which, as you may know, there's some kind of labor shortage. Have you heard of that? So it's been hard to just keep the schedule afloat, if you will, keep the schedule full. So sometimes I have to work extra events than I would normally work, but it's just fun. I like doing the events. I just have to make sure that the schedule is working, you know? So, and just recently I lost a beloved sous chef in my kitchen. So I'm kind of in the process of maybe looking for another sous chef. Who knows right now? I have a really good team. I have a really good chef de cuisine. Shout out Steven. I have really good people on my team who can be pastry chefs, who could be kitchen managers and lead prep cooks and all this kind of stuff. I have a really, really solid squad. Now it's just a matter of getting a bunch of other people brought in for the events themselves, because we're only like, you know, there's like four people maybe full time in the kitchen, and we got to be at all these events all over the place. Sometimes three weddings on a Saturday is kind of crazy to think about. Sometimes four. What? Don't talk to me about it. But anyways, I could always use more help in the kitchen. So if you like to cook, if you know anybody who likes to cook or who has sous chef experience, I'm looking for that. Send them my way. Hit me in the DMs. Contact me on Instagram.com/thefamilycast, or you can reach me at famcastpod@gmail.com. We can always email stuff together to each other. If you wanted to do a one-time kind of tip payment option to me to help with the show, with just doing stuff like basically I support other podcasts, I support other nonprofit organizations, and I buy records from the bands that are on the show and singles and all that kind of stuff. So I basically just use whatever money I've gotten from this to help other people. So by you helping me, you are helping everybody else. So hey, you're so righteous and awesome. Thank you. If you want to pay on Venmo, that's at Joshua CK, Joshua Ack. Those are my initials, Joshua CK. Yep. And that's on Venmo. These are all links that are in my link tree on the bio on Instagram. These are all links that are in the show notes. Every single episode, there's links in the show notes. So if you ever miss something that I'm saying, or if I'm shouting out something, go check the links on the show notes. I know it's a little one extra step you got to do, but they're all there, and you can just click right on them and it takes you to this other thing, and then boom, 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 just like that. And we're back. So it's pretty easy to do. I mean, to be honest, all this stuff with podcasts for the listener, it's very listener. The podcasts are very listener friendly, at least the ones I listen to. And I try to make it a listener friendly experience by giving good production. If my voice sounds pretty okay, then it's because I'm on this microphone that I got from downright.com. These homies, music homies, own this company owned by Bob Nana. And but basically what they do is they help people write songs. They help people make songs. Like if you wanted to make a song for like a Christmas present for someone, they'd be like, here, let's do it like this. And all kinds of artists and musicians, that, you know, people you may know, like for example, Jonah Matranga from Far and One Line Drawing was on this show. And he is a musician with Downright. So it's downwrite.com. That's downright.com. The links are in the show notes, but I got this microphone from them. It's a Rad Shure mic. So it sounds, if you can basically hear my voice, you have them to thank. So there's just been a lot of people keeping me afloat through all of this, and that's just one of them. That's why I'm here to talk about today. What did we talk about so far? I'm a chef. I got this microphone. Oh yeah. In another thing you can do is Buy Me Coffee. That's another website that kind of takes tips for people. So it's buymecoffee.com/punkchef. because this is the Punk Chef podcast. And if you, I haven't explained that too well before, it's because I am a punk chef. I don't know if you can hear the lyrics in the song written by guest of the show, Andy McQueen. He does music. He does voiceovers. He wrote me the music and I sang over it, the Family Cast theme song. And in there, I say, I am a punk chef. This is the Punk Chef podcast, because I know there's more than one punk chef out there. I'm not the only one, but I am definitely a punk and a chef. And this is the only punk chef, like food and music pairing podcast. I mean, there's other punk chefs doing podcasts. There's other chefs doing podcasts, obviously, with music and stuff like that. But I feel like this is the only one that actually makes it a point to pair the stuff with the stuff, if you know what I'm saying. So shout out to all the other music podcasts out there. Love what you're doing. Shout out to all the other chef podcasts. There's even some that do a couple of, you know, minor pairings here and there sometimes, but this one is really dedicated to that. This podcast, the niche of this one, the niche of what I do as a chef is I love to pair the stuff together. So if I go to a bar or whatever, you know, some people ask the waitress or the server or the bartender, what's your favorite thing on the menu? Or what do you suggest? What's your best sellers? But what I say is, I'm having this for dinner. Can you pair a drink with that? They love that. Try that next time you go out to eat. If you go to your favorite coffee shop and they have food, or if you go to the bar and they're serving snacks, or if you go to a server where they're taking your food order, say, dude, we're picking this. We're excited about this thing on the menu, but I might need a little bit of help picking a drink to go with that. Or if you're, you know, if it's a fine dining, they might sell you a bottle of wine or a nice bourbon or scotch or something like that. But I think that a good educated staff is key to any restaurant's or food establishment's success, including Harvest Kitchen and in the kitchen with accountability and consistency, but also the knowledge of the product, that they're selling. It really helps you sell more, helps you in the sale of your food or of your beverage, of the product that you're putting so much love into making, and you want it to be even better by pairing it. So that's why it's good. That's why I love working with wineries and distilleries and coffee shops and everything like that, just to get more products together. And that's why I work with so many different hot sauce companies and spice companies and everything like that, because I want to make my stuff better with their stuff. Okay. So in this next chapter right here, we got some of our food people that I work with, you know, aside from my, you know, Harvest Kitchen. I don't own it. If you want to hear about the ownership of Harvest Kitchen, that's way back in episode 9, I believe, maybe 10, with the owner, David. We did an episode at Harvest Kitchen on location, and we talked about just the company itself and stuff like that. So that was cool. And a bunch of staff members were coming through, so that was fun. Go check that out. I always encourage you to go back and check out episodes, because I don't always remember all the things that I say, for one thing. I should almost have a footnote episode for every episode, because maybe I mess up a lot of things. Who knows? But I also say go back and listen, because I reference a lot of the old shows, you know? So go back and listen to the history of Harvest Kitchen. It was right around the anniversary of Harvest Kitchen. I think the 7 or 8 year anniversary of Harvest Kitchen, where I'm the executive chef, where I started saying on the podcast, I make people's dreams come true one plate at a time. That was just kind of something I made up, because if you really think about it, that's the chef's job, or whoever's cooking your food. Their job is to make the food good. Not only that, to make it look good. Not only that, to make it, of course, smell and taste good, but also to make you remember it. If you don't remember it, what's the point? Like when people go, what's your favorite food, or what's your favorite song, or what's your favorite this or that? If you get like, that's a good question. I don't know. I kind of like all of them. I kind of like all their music. Because no, you don't. You have favorites. Everyone has favorites. Obviously, you can tell by, maybe sometimes you can tell by streaming numbers. If you're looking at streaming stuff, sometimes the band's, people's favorite songs of the band are those ones that get the most streams. That's not always the case, of course. There's lots of factors at play there. But anyways, back to the food stuff. Back to life. So I work with, you know, I've done stuff with Hop Zingers Hot Sauce Company, because I was on the Mike Herrera MXPX podcast, and he does two hot sauces with them. And what they do is they make all their hot sauces with beer products. So like hops and different beers and different everything involved with the brewing process. They take some of that stuff and actually put it in all of their hot sauces. So different chiles, different peppers, different vinegars, and beer stuff. So Hop Zingers, check them out. I'll link these. I got a couple of their sauces that I've done recipes with. I did a video for it. It's in the links in my link tree It's on our YouTube channel, not my YouTube channel, really, but the FamilyCast YouTube channel. That link is up there where I did a tasting with Austin from The Undertaking, a band on Solid State Records. They came to the kitchen and filmed this really professional video of us tasting the hot sauce. So that was a really cool thing to do. And of course, one of the ones we use almost exclusively at Harvest Kitchen, if it's a sauce that I didn't make myself, we use Don Wapo. And that's a really good local San Diego brand. He's got an episode out on the Emo Brown podcast if you want to hear his story. He's a local guy, also works locally. And he actually works with another guest of the podcast, Karen, at Ponce's restaurant in San Diego. Legendary restaurant. It's been here for over 5 decades. Still always busy. But he actually makes their hot sauce and sells bottles there. So lots of fun stories in there. But we use that at Harvest Kitchen. It's really good hot sauce. It's even too spicy for some people, but I love it. It's just at my levels of hotness, of spiciness, you know? And that's another brand I've been working with lately is Soothsayer Sauce. They're out of Chicago, Illinois, or Chicago, Illinois, depending on how you want to say it. But anyways, they're from Chicago, Soothsayer. And he works exclusively with like music stuff. So I thought that was really cool. So I got in touch and he sent me some stuff. And I've been having a lot of fun working with Soothsayer sauces. Just really, really tasty. A lot of collaborations with musicians of all types, mostly punk and metal, I should say. I should caveat that it's Soothsayer. It's got a very like metal look to it. Like, black gothic logo and, just really, really good flavors on that one. That he makes some of my favorite sauces out there. And then working on making some of my own. Of course, we make them in the kitchen. We ferment stuff from our organic farmers markets around here. We get stuff and we ferment it, like, 7 to 10 days later, turn it into a sauce, some chiles and some fruits and just a little bit of salt. That's all you need, baby. Fermented sauce, super good for you, super good for the gut, probiotics and stuff like that. So I'm going to be, I'm talking to some other sauce companies out there about doing some stuff, maybe private label of my own stuff, trying to get some other artists and musicians involved with making sauces of their own. So I'm here to help. Let me know how I can help you. Send me an email, famcastpod@gmail.com. Thank you. Funny thing, someone just reminded me. That little record scratching sound that you heard between like Let's Dig In and this talking, that was just me making record scratching sounds, put some effects on it and a little whistling. And then that was it. That wasn't a real record scratch. That was me. I make a lot of noises. People tell me all the time, but that's okay. It keeps me interested in what I'm doing. If you hear me making noises in the kitchen, it's not because, I can't tell you why. I don't know if it's the ADHD. I don't know if I'm bored or whatever. I just make noises because I'm wild like that. And that's okay. I'm okay with myself with that. What else is new? If you want to I just got involved with Dano's Seasoning. Have you ever seen Dano's Seasoning videos online? Like a lot of influencers and cooks, like even like home people who cook at home, they make videos and they're using Dano's Seasoning, Dan-O'S. That's the guy. It's just one guy from Kentucky, but he makes seasonings, spices, spice rubs, blends. And but there's three varieties, the regular, the little more hot, and the extra hot chipotle. I like all of them. I've been trying them out on different things. I'm just putting together some recipes and videos to put out with it because I am an affiliate. Yes, that's right. If you want to go to danosseasoning.com and /punkchefjk, I'll put the link in the notes, but danosseasoning /punkchefjk, if you buy stuff, that's a good way to do it. Cause then I get a little bit back. I have more time to make videos and stuff because of you. I'll even give you a discount code for your first time purchase if you want, but you got to hit me up for it. I'm not going to drop it here because I don't know how many times they can use mine or whatever, but we'll see. I want everyone to use the stuff because I swear by it. It's really good. I mean, I don't know. It might not be good for every single thing out there in the world, but it's just like an all around basic good season. Remember way back in the day when the only kind of rub out there was like Lowry's seasoning salt, and that was kind of on everything and people would mix it with stuff or whatever, but that was kind of the standard go-to. And then there started to be other companies and different rubs, and Costco got in the game, and there's all kinds of different cool stuff now. And I personally make a lot of different rubs and spice blends at Harvest Kitchen. And so I keep those in stock. So most of the food, if you've tried my food or if you haven't, the food that I cook, it ends up having those spice blends on it. So chances are, if you've had my food, you've had my spice rubs or blends on it. So whether that's the espresso one I use on tri-tip or different carnitas or a beer blend that has, you know, hop, you know, fermented stuff in it or, yeah, I'm getting all my mouth's watering. Sorry. Talking about all this food stuff. Anyways, that's the rub that I'm doing right now. So Dano's seasoning, I'll drop a link in the notes so you can check it out for yourself. I'll personally guarantee it. If you want to get one and you don't like it, I'll buy it back from you. Whatever. Who cares? It's not that big of an investment to get like one little thing of seasoning or a big one, whatever. If you want me to help you with some food stuff, let me know. You can email me. You can hit me on Instagram. I love helping people out. We can do a quick Zoom chat, little consultation, or I can just send you a recipe, help you make your cookbook, help you with menu layout and design, give you some teaching pointers. Cause I actually have a teaching credential for culinary with a CTE degree through the state of California. So I can come to schools and teach culinary. I can do that. I love working with nonprofits. It's kind of I'm kind of always drawn and magnetized towards nonprofits. I always feel the pull to help nonprofits out because they need a lot of help and they need good people to work for them. So I wanted to shout out a couple like Kitchens for Good here in San Diego, the Urban Life Cafe and the YMCA. Those are separate ones, but they actually work together. That's where I came from before Harvest Kitchen. And there's also like, you know, IRC, International Rescue Committee, International Rescue Committee. Yeah. And they work with Make Farm. So there's all these kind of different ones that work together, but they're separate ones. Those are my people. Cause I love the instructors. I love instructors helping other people learn how to cook and get jobs and all that kind of stuff. Cause I was that kid too. I needed that help, you know, I needed some help growing up and getting jobs, and all the people who looked out for me and got me jobs or helped me find, you know, quick temp jobs when I needed money or whatever. That's cool. That's what people should do for other people, you know? So I try to give that back, whether it's through Harvest Kitchen or on my own time. I spend a lot of my free time volunteering and doing other things for the community and stuff like that. So I'd like to get more businesses involved. I'd even like Harvest Kitchen to do more of that. We need to do more of that to balance it out, you know? So it's not all work, work, work. We got to give some back too. So we'll talk more about that in a company meeting, not for here. Yeah. What else is new? I'm still working with Grumpy Chef Knives. I'm not working with them. I use their knives. So if you want to check out a knife, I will guarantee this knife also. I've been using it. I haven't taken the blade to a stone just yet. When I get a new knife or whatever, sometimes I want to test it out and see. I'll hone it like on the steel, like shh, 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 you know, you do that before you're cutting stuff, but I actually haven't taken it to grind it on the stone yet, but it's still pretty dang sharp. So I've done some cooking videos you can check out if you want to see them in action. They got like three different handle colors, pretty good blade, 15 degree bevel on the actual cutting part of the blade itself. Nice tall, nice grip. Working on some new things with them. So, but they actually make other things besides knives too. Anything you need really in the kitchen that is, you know, they got aprons and cutting boards and mugs and even mason jar lids, you know. So if you want to shop at grumpychefshop.com, you can use my code FAMCAST at your checkout and you'll save 15% off of your entire order, which is really cool. I think that's a really cool thing to do because their approach, and this is the reason why I like working with them, because their approach is a very easy to get into with them. It's a very approachable product because it's not too expensive, and you can choose the kind of, not necessarily custom blades, but you can customize your order. Like you can get, you know, if you want the paring knife with the red handle, or the serrated knife with a blue handle, or the green one is emerald. I like that they say emerald instead of green, and ruby is technically the red one. But you can pick all three colors if you want. Who cares? You can have a very colorful kitchen block if you wanted to. So it looks really cool when I have my knives hanging on the wall and my magnet. It's just fun. Anyways, use the code FAMCAST. Check it out. The knives are, you know, very approachable, and I swear by them so far. Thus far, I haven't had any problems with them. I mean, of course, I have my whole quiver of kitchen tools and knives and stuff like that in my toolbox. And I also use Grumpy Chef too. So I wouldn't use it if I didn't like it. So check it out. Thank you. And then I think in life, just recently, I had, we just finished, we're in August now, but about, you know, 2 months ago or whatever, Eden, my oldest daughter, my only daughter, she's also my oldest kid, graduated high school. Do you remember when you graduated high school? Have you graduated high school yet? Yeah, most of my listeners have. But do you remember that? That was crazy. And everything is a lot different now than when I graduated to the difference between her graduating. Dang. Just thinking about the stuff that I was into and doing, and I shouldn't even be alive right now to talk about it, but I'm here, so I'm able to talk about it. So that's a benefit and a blessing to be able to talk to my kids about that kind of stuff that I did or didn't do. And but that's crazy. I have a high school graduate, and then my middle son, Rhythm, he is only 16, but he started his senior year in high school. That's crazy, because I remember that too. I remember starting my senior year. I was going to a new school. I was, you know, living, I was being adopted into this Dutch family. Basically, they let me live there for my senior year. And so I could go to the school. That's a whole long story. But basically just remembering that where I was at that time, where he is now, you know, like it was such a different thing. So be thankful. And also Xander started high school. So that's also another huge thing. If you think about it, one graduate, one senior, and one incoming they started freshman year. Oh my gosh, those are three huge milestones in a kid's life, a person's life, a human's life. That's crazy. I already said that, but it's crazy. What I was saying was I am so thankful and so, like I said, blessed to be alive, but also just blessed to have these kids, my wife, Lisa, and just this, our my family. If you think about it, like things could really suck if I wanted to be woe is me and depressed and stuff like that. I could go there. I could get there very easily. I could see how people could get depressed and stuff like that. I could see that. I don't really understand, like, oh man, why are you always depressed? But like, I could see if I really wanted to be, like, I could be like, oh, everything sucks, and we got all these bills to pay, and it's hot, and you know, I get work all these hours, and Lisa has to work, and blah blah blah. But also on the opposite side of the spectrum of this conversation is, dude, like I said, all the kids are doing this. I got a great family. We got shelter. We got food. I know how to cook all the food for everybody. We always have clothing and a healthy, steady diet of whatever we want to eat, and enough money to go buy the food that we want for everybody, and special diet for Rhythm, and all this kind of stuff is like so many things to be thankful for. So I find myself getting mad at myself for even like thinking negatively about things. Oh man, work sucks. I mean, everyone, this is not just me. People say that, oh, my job, blah, blah, blah. It's like, bro or sis, whoever, be thankful you have work. Be thankful you have a job. I mean, I feel like on one side of the things about, this is a side note, this might be a side rant, but the labor shortage, some people just don't want to work or didn't want to work for a while because they were getting free money from the government. I mean, I don't know if they're going to have to pay that back at all, but they were, for a long time, we couldn't get anyone to work because people were not only getting paid for free from the government checks and stuff like that, like through unemployment. It wasn't just unemployment, it was unemployment and government checks, but there was like also this war going on with employers versus employees of like fair wages and fair pay and benefits and stuff like that. And that's a huge long topic, that I find very interesting because, you know, you need to pay people what they're worth to work. I understand that. And you need to be able to afford to have a company. So you need to raise your prices on things. And then, you know, some people stopped being as busy, maybe because their prices went up. Some people got more busy and they need to hire more people, but you can't hire more people because you can't pay enough. It's this like weird, vicious cycle of just employment and wages and, you know, product and all this kind of stuff. Supply chain demands are at an all-time high for everything. Everything's backed up. You can't get stuff for a long time sometimes. So that's just a mini rant. That's all I'm going to say about that, because here's what it is. Just give people what they're worth, pay people what they're worth, and you'll retain more in your life, whether that's friends, whether that's family, whether that's employees. Just give people their perceived value of everything. So product, pay, benefits, all the kind of stuff, if you can afford it. And if not, let's work something out, you know? Whew, I'm on a sick one today. Can you believe it? I did not even have coffee today. I had some really strong cold brew black tea. So, speaking of coffee, Essex Coffee Roasters, Aaron from Be Well, and he was, of course, in Bane and Converge and all these other hardcore bands from the Boston area, Massachusetts, because that's where he's from. I just saw them play last week. Super stoked on that. They opened at Observatory with 4 Years Strong and Newfound Glory. It was a sold-out show. I went to the show. Aaron got me on the list, so that was sick. And then I saw, of course, a bunch of people there that I knew. So we had a good time hanging out and listening to some, I would call it Warped Tour music. It's the easiest way to put it. But I was actually surprised. I hadn't really listened to 4 Years Strong, and I saw them play, and I was like, at least the first 2 songs that I heard, these guys are pretty good. So everyone liked them. And I would say that they're hardcore party music, or if that makes sense, or if Newfound Glory had like really heavy beards and looked like Hot Water Music, but sang I don't know. It's a hard way to describe it. Go check out 4 Years Strong. Let me know what you think. But shout out to Aaron. Got me on. We've been talking ever since he was on this show way back in episode 7. And he came on and talked about his life and coffee and music. And that was a really good episode. Go back and listen to episode 7. But he runs Essex Coffee Roasters out of the East Coast when he's not on tour, of course. And he has offered the listeners, you, amigos y familia, the best listeners in the world, right? A code called FAMCAST, and you can save on that purchase on Essex Coffee Roasters. And he does all kinds of really cool things with the coffee, because he's doing collabs between the coffee beans and like the label. He'll work with like cinepunks and bands and nonprofit organizations that are benefiting, you know, animal welfare and, you know, local charities that are doing like stuff that are, you know, local charities that are teaching music to previously incarcerated youth to keep them off the streets and all this really cool stuff that I have a heart for, like that kind of stuff, like the nonprofits that are doing work with youth and keeping youth busy and active, so they're not doing stupid stuff on the streets and stuff, because that's really important. If you were one of those teens who was always getting into trouble because you didn't have anything to do at home, or you were being, you know, had a tumultuous family life, I'm with you. I see you. I hear you. I know you. So that's why I love when companies like Essex Coffee Roasters are doing stuff like that, because, yeah, I mean, I guess you could keep all the profits and stuff like that, but why not just give a little bit away, give a little bit back to your community, to new nonprofits around you that are trying to do good things for everybody, you know, because all nonprofits need help. And yeah, small businesses need help too, obviously. So purchase the stuff, get some coffee beans. Aaron actually will get the green beans and roast them to your order. So if you say, I want the Nicaragua, or I want the Hot Water Music, or the Good Riddance bean, or whatever, he'll actually like take some green beans and roast them for your order. So that's really cool. And he's also got loose leaf tea and stuff like that. So just check it out. Essex Coffee Roasters. Aaron's a good dude. And he's super good friends with, like, you know, Rob and Sam at Heartwork Coffee, James Coffee Co. Cause those are 2 companies that are musician owned coffee shops here in San Diego. So support them too. James Coffee Co, Heartwork Coffee Roasters, you know, of course, Public Square Coffee, where Rhythm Works is. So all these people are related in my life because they're all musicians or former musicians or whatever, or promoters, or everybody related to my life in the music scene. Those are 3 of the coffee shops around here, at least, that do that. There might even be more. I mean, there's obviously more that sell records and stuff like that too, but those 3 in particular, James, Heartwork, and Public Square, those are all in my music history, if you will. So yeah, that's Essex Coffee Roasters. And Liquid Death Water, I started talking to them early on, when they were just kind of, well, a lot smaller basically, but I feel like they're kind of big now, even though they still probably have a barely any percentage of the market share of water overall globally. But in canned water, they're doing pretty well, actually, for cans. And cans are infinitely recyclable. This is their spiel, right? No death to plastic. That's their thing. Liquid death. Because death to plastic. They don't want you to use plastic. They want you to use metal. And metal is, you know, they're metal. So this is cool. They're like, they're in like Brick by Brick, SD. Shout out Jordan. And that's where they do a lot of stuff. And then you'll find them at Whole Foods and Ralph's and all these kind of other places. So So it's really cool to see them grow like that, because they're just a punk rock. It's punk rock mentality. Hardcore kid started it, you know, skateboarding around. But he's good at marketing and everything like that. So you can also shop at Liquid Death and use code FAMCAST to get a little something something when you check out. So Liquid Death is really cool because they're just like, you know, big cold cans of water basically, but they are actually trying to save the planet by doing what they do. So it's subverting the dominant paradigm of like, oh, you have to drink Dasani or Aquafina or whatever, which is crazy because those companies are owned by Coca-Cola and Pepsi, and their water kind of tastes like garbage. I'm not going to lie. and I will just say this is a total like privileged thing to say, but Arrowhead's bottled water does not taste good. It just tastes like kind of old tap water to me, but which is really weird because you're paying for the Arrowhead water. So anyways, drink some Liquid Death, drink some good water, you know, just make it happen, because there's actually a lot of people in the world who don't have clean water. Even there's a lot of people in our country. Yep. Good old USA who don't have clean drinking water. And that sucks because we're definitely, even though we borrow a lot of money from other countries, we're still the richest nation in the world. Think about it. And it sucks that we can't even provide clean drinking water, proper electricity. God, I mean, even shelter for everyone who lives in this country. Argue all you want with me. I don't care. Everybody in this country should have access to simple things of life. Shelter, water, electricity, a shower, you know, clean, free healthcare maybe. Whoa, I'm crazy. What are you talking about? Anyways, I don't want this to turn into too long of a rant or anything like that. Just like I said, some check-ins, some quick updates. How are you? Let me know. Give me some comments. Give me a call. I don't care. If you got my number, call. I'll still take phone calls, text, email, whatever. Share the show with a friend. Maybe not this one in particular, but maybe share the show with a friend who needs to hear Chef Josh's voice, the Family Cast. I have a lot of cool guests. If you made it through all three episodes of the Bad Religion Process of Belief series, I commend you. That's pretty awesome. Please share those. I mean, I'm trying to see if it can make it all the way to Bad Religion. Who knows? I would love for them to hear people talk about their songs because they've been so important to so many people for so long. I even talked to, I'm not going to give it away. But what was I saying? So yeah, I'm going to keep doing this. I got more guests coming. I got some more stuff recorded. Next week, I'm talking to, already talked to, but it's basically Troy from the Palapalooza podcast. I went to his Palapa and recorded an episode of this, you know, Family Cast, because his band, Ready, Set, Survive, they're releasing a new EP. So just, I'm still doing it. I'm doing it and doing it and doing it well. So I want to talk to some more chefs. Send me some chefs. Let's talk. I want to talk to some more people who are doing cool things, right? Doing cool things for the community. I'm trying to reach out to Sisterhood. And if you know anyone from Sisterhood, it's basically a female fronted organization that basically hardcore women in the music scene that are trying to just look out for one another and help one another and create safe spaces and keep douchebags from touching them at shows and be more women friendly, basically. So companies like HE Creative in London, they draw about it all the time. They draw really cool things. I support them. I buy books and prints and stuff from them. So it's important to support artists. People always say support local artists, but like support artists, support arts, support the arts, humanity, you know, the humanities and stuff like that are cool, but support the arts, you know, music, culinary arts, any kind of arts, you know. Artsy fartsy. I don't know, but I just wanted to check in so that we could be on the same page, if you will. Are you on the same page with me yet? Thank you. I think I covered everything though. Let's see: chefing, family, food, music, life. I'm still buying records. My budget is tapped at the moment for new records. I told one of my record guys. He's like, I got this really cool record. It's this price for you. Do you want it? I was like, just go ahead and sell it. Get full price for it. I need to kind of tone it down a little bit, you know, because like I said, I support independent artists a lot. I try to buy record club subscriptions when I can to support the independent labels. And I like seeing bands create new music. So I commend you if you're still making new music in this day and age, because it's a rad thing to do. And I remember doing it well. I remember it and I love it. So still doing it. I'll still probably be making music till the day I die. I try and encourage my kids to do the same. So it's important to do that too. So anywho, I think that about covers it. I think that's a good one for today. So I think I will end with a song. And which song will it be? Let me see. Got it. Found the perfect one. I'm going to pick a band from Ontario, Canada. They're called Among Legends. I don't know if you've heard them before, but they've been around since 2016. They got a new album out in the US. It's on Rad Girlfriend Records and a couple of other labels in the UK and Europe, and they're from Canada. So, they have a new one. It came out in early July. So this is not the drop or anything like that. It's already been out, but you can get it. It's on a whole bunch of stores and stuff like that. The song I picked off their album is called Manifesto. And I just thought it was cool. Has a cool sound, great way to end this. And I also picked it because I want to do a pairing, but it's a core set of beliefs. It's it's your values. It's what you believe in. It's some people would know one of the most popular, not popular, but one of the most well-known manifestos is the Communist Manifesto. But basically it's a public declaration of policy and aims, especially one issued before an election by a political party or candidate. So it's not always like, you can see it's my personal mission or my personal manifesto, but it usually has to do with something politically. Typically, and there's, Propaganda as anti-manifesto as a song, but it's a written statement though. It's a written statement. Okay. So like, if you want to say, I don't want to get too into it. I've already talked enough. My manifesto, my mission with cooking is keep it simple. Basically keep it simple. I can do a 12-hour braise on protein or whatever and make it, I can make the simple taste delectable. I can make delectable stuff taste simple. Tacos don't have to be so complicated. Pizza doesn't have to be so complicated. There are things that are complicated and it takes a lot of stuff to make it happen. And I could do a whole rant on menus and restaurants and stuff like that and pretentiousness and that stuff. There's a time and a place for it, I guess. But there's something so simple about a really good sushi chef cutting you a piece of nigiri or even sashimi and just giving you that. Like I always order that from the sushi if we're at a good place. I'll get that plus before my other stuff. So before I get any of the special rolls or crazy uni or anything like that, I'll get some nigiri straight from the sushi chef. I'll walk right up to him sometimes and say, what kind of good fish did you get today? Stuff like that. Give me the most simple cut. I'll just put, the bite or maybe two in my mouth and be in heaven for those few minutes that it's like in my mouth and digesting, because that's the most simple way to do it. Even today at lunch, I'll just pause right here real quick. I made, at home, took a break from cleaning the garage or whatever, tortillas with butter and salt. Boom. You cannot escape from how good and simple that is. A snack of my youth, a staple of my childhood growing up, whether it was fresh made corn tortillas, blue ones, yellow ones, doesn't matter, white ones, or flour, handmade raw flour tortillas on the comal. You heat it till it puffs up a little bit, let it puff down. Flip it over, do the same thing, and then some butter and some salt, done. Try it with sour cream for the next level shit. I don't care. It's good. Anyways, that's simple stuff. Those are a couple of, manifesto, my political manifesto, keep it simple, use local whenever possible, support local farmers and artists at all times with the food, and always put your soul and energy and emotion into the food that you're making or the drink or whatever you're doing. So that's, manifesto is kind of an extreme word for that, but I'm basically saying, I would love to always be doing that. I would never probably work for a corporate chain, definitely not something like a McDonald's or something like that. But I don't know. I just feel like I have the DIY punk rock ethos in my food, in my kitchen. And that's why I stay with companies like Harvest Kitchen and stuff like that. So anyways, I'm going to play a song. I'll talk to you next time on the Family Cast. Food and Music is Life. Yes, I'm Chef Josh. It has been my pleasure to do this with you this week. Thanks for checking in on me. Thanks for catching up. And you know what? We'll talk soon, okay, everybody? Ciao, ciao.
Rancor and fear. Open the borders and tear down the wall. but they can't take us down. They'll try and they'll try, but they can't take us down. Their anger is loud, but we'll drown out the sound. They'll try and they'll try, but they can't take us down. Down. They'll try and they'll try, but they can't take us down. They can't walk all over and push us around. They'll